Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Watcher Crappens ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Travis fell in love with the perfect woman. Beautiful, understanding, available 24/7. There was just one catch. She wasn't human. Binge all episodes of Flesh and Code early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Hi everyone, welcome back. This is part two of a two-part recap. If you're wondering where part one was, well, go check in the feed and be sure to subscribe. So that way you always get your episodes. But enough of that. Let's get right back into the episode.
So Rambo and Damo are now in the jacuzzi with Fraser. And they're just like talking. And Kyle's like, I'm wet as fuck, I'll tell you that. And Rambo's like, that's what she said. And Kyle's like, It's actually Helen that I fucked tonight. I fucked Helen in the sea, right? I fucked her in the sea, for fuck's sake. And Fraser's like, what? He's like, I slipped my dick in. She's like, and Rambo's like, dead ass? No, it was a very alive ass.
And Fraser's like, well, wait a second. The husband paid for the tip. So that explains it. So Fraser's going to make it now. They got a shitty tip because he fucked this guy's wife. No. If Frank was mad that he fucked the wife, he would have gotten him fired and not given you any tip. They're just cheap. Like, I know Fraser's going to make this whole thing like, he fucked us all over. No, what he did was not good, but that guy totally would have completely not tipped you. They're just cheap fuckers. Don't let them off the hook for being cheap.
Yeah.
But so also, can I just say, Kyle's really gross, and it's not only the fucking part, you know? I mean, who cares? Like, I've had plenty of whatever. I've had my own sexcapades that I'm not going to apologize for, so I wouldn't need him to do that either. But, dude, like, at least have some secrecy about it. Like, you fuck a married woman and you get away with it on a charter. That should be exciting enough for you. But then throwing her under the bus is not cool.
I agree.
I thought that was completely shitty. I mean, I think she's gross and everything, but even gross people deserve some respect.
I think, yeah, it has nothing to do with her being gross. It just is also just unprofessional. Well, he shouldn't have done it in the first place, but if you're going to do it, don't announce it on TV. Like, do you want to have employment opportunities? And really what it does is he's in a position now where either he was completely unprofessional and irresponsible, or he's a liar and he's making up really bad lies about someone that could really imperil someone's marriage just to like have a joke. So both, I think, are terrible, and I would fire him for both situations, quite frankly.
Yeah, I think that alone is a fireable offense. Like walking around. Yeah, like,
I actually really do.
Like dissing a guest, like, and all that is not that they don't ever diss a guest, but you know what I mean? Like trying to ruin a guest's life is not cool either. He could get fired.
That could really mess things up. I think like if he was just doing it to be funny, then that's really shitty. And I think honestly, the way he talked about it in the van, the way he's talking about it here, I don't see any sense that he's trying to take the piss out of anyone. He is full on bragging. There's no just kidding. There's no laughter. There's no nothing. He's like literally saying, he's actually elaborating in a way that's not like this is funnier and funnier. He's just saying it. So if it is a fabrication, he's also showing his ease with just lying. So yeah, I think he's shitty.
Yeah, he's gross. And he's like, well, in all fairness, she slipped my dick inside of her. So gross. So then 24 hours until charter. It's the next morning. And they're like, happy birthday. Oh, my God. Happy birthday, Kyle. And Kyle's like, thank you, brother. I'm about to shit my pants, though. Because they showed him before he went to bed just downing large glasses of wine, too, chugging before he went to bed.
Yeah.
I
mean,
And he wakes up all like methy, like all shaky and gross. He's just gross. He's sketch and he needs to go. Mm.
Yeah. So then Jess is,
I just like to think of Barbie's dad sitting at home, like taking off another $100,000 off of Barbie's inheritance every time there's a Kyle scene.
Yep. Seriously. So Jess goes up to Solane the next day and she goes, you sleep? She goes, good, thank you. She's like, okay, I asked Barbara on a date today. Today? Yes. Yes, I did. She said yes. Surprisingly. Well, I mean, is she saying this to Celine to make Celine jealous, or is she saying it to Celine to like make sure it's not awkward?
I think to make sure it's not awkward. Okay. I mean, you should tell somebody, right? That seems like they all do that. They're like, well, I'm doing this with that person. I'm doing this with that person. Hope you're not mad. This seems to be kind of the theme of the season. So now Kyle and Damo are watching the deck, and Kyle's saying he was rude to Celine, and he feel like he was right in what he said, but it was probably too rude. And Damo's like, well, you can be right and still be a prick. So he's like, well, I also fucking smashed a girl on the beach and didn't wrap it, so I'm really worried. Very, very worried. And he's like, yeah, and you also told a lot of people about your, that Helen slipped it in. Oh, yeah, she slipped it in. Yeah, it was good. So now he's soberish and still saying the shit the next day.
Yeah, still saying it. At this point, why are you still, like, taking out the piss, right? So here comes Damo's Instagram wall, because now it's his tortured past. He's like, before I joined yachting, one of my friends, he was just manic, like living in a squall, like he couldn't keep a train of thought. Still, he's reminding me of my old friend. He's still hurting on the inside. He's having sex with strangers on the beach and in the toilet, and I believe him. He's sleeping with the charter guest. I'm seeing somebody that's crying out for help. So yeah, I'm concerned. Not concerned enough to answer that cry for help, but just concerned enough to sort of stay on the side and maybe undermine him a little bit.
Yeah, I'm concerned enough to try and get him fired. So so Fraser goes to talk to Celine at the bar, and she talks about the date. And he's like, well, I'm here for you. Don't be upset, gorgeous. If you ever need a hug, just come to me, old Scarecrow Fraser.
Scarecrow McGillicuddy.
I'll make sure no bird approaches you while you cry on my straw.
You know, I think now Celine gets one. I mean, it's like rapid succession of like Instagram walls. Celine's like, I'm hurt. It's like a truck on my body and like the road and again and again and again. And like I push away and then I push away Jess. And I think if I take other decision and to stop kissing Scotty, to stop kissing Demo, maybe me and Jess will still be together. But I push her. And I think I really like her because, it is painful, truck. Me on road with truck running over. It is hard.
I was run by truck. So you're not upset because you like Jess. You're upset because Jess doesn't like you as much as she should. Just like you're upset that Kyle doesn't like you as much as he should. Just like you're upset that Damo doesn't like you as much as he should. Just so that you're upset that everybody doesn't fucking fall in love with you because you treat everybody like crap. And you seem like a nice girl. I mean, you can't just go around treating people like shit and then crying about it and wondering why they don't like you anymore. Because you hurt all their feelings, Celine. Okay? You dummy.
She must have been a disaster on Love Island. It makes me almost want to watch French Love Island. Almost. So Fraser, by the way, when is that reunion? Is it what, in a week or so? When is the Love Island reunion? Do you know?
No, I don't know.
No. Okay. So Fraser,
I've forgotten about it. Like, is that going to happen still? I think it's too late. Long.
I think they need them to like spend like a month outside the villa to like watch all the episodes and get mad at each other. So they come into the reunion all like, I'm stinking hot mad. So Fraser,
yeah, I had to delete all my like Reddit things that I was following for Love Island because it's just too much. And it was just clogging my feed. And every day it was like, oh my God, you guys, Hedda is so offended at how someone took her reaction in episode 2. I'm like, yeah, the show's over. Like, I can't follow over along as Hedda gets caught up with 18, you know, hours of or 36 hours of TV. Like, I can't.
I really like, it's been such a dream having this like post Hedda life where I don't have to think about her anymore. So it's going to be rough having to dive back into the reunion. I mean, love the season, just Hedda too much.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a fun show, but you know, it's one of those things that just needs to end.
Yeah, I agree. Like the reunion should have been pretty soon, but anyway, Fraser is, so now Fraser's still talking to Celine and he's like, do you think you really like Jess? She said, normally I like a big tall man and he's a baby woman. She's a baby woman. Like who could do drive baby woman drive truck and he's the opposite. He's like, so what are you doing? Why aren't you being honest with yourself and with her? She's like, well, because she was scared to like me and now she's okay. So I don't know.
Darling, the minute you have someone wrapped around your finger, you want attention from other people. She's like, oh, but I'm so disappointed because it's so late. It's so late. She doesn't listen to a thing you say because he calls it, you know. That's pretty obvious. Yeah. she doesn't listen. So then Damo comes to talk to Fraser and he's like, I don't know where to start. Stilly, he's fucking hammered. And like all the shit he was saying last night, I'm not seeing this fun party boy. I see like someone in pain. Let's get him fired.
I know. All right. We'll deal with this together. Shall we exchange blowjobs? And then Fraser's like, do I think it happened? Let me turn 3/4 of the camera and lean in. Do I think it happened? I don't know. Plausible deniability. You're surrounded by every single other guest and crew member on a public beach. It might just have been a slip-in, slip-out situation. Regardless, that's inappropriate. It's unacceptable. It's horrifying. So now it's time for preference sheet meeting. All right, Hugo, preference sheet meeting in the main salon. I'll see you there in 5.
Okay, dun, dun, dun. So, all right, Rob and Denise and their friends, they all own restaurants throughout the United States. Baby back, baby back, baby back. I want mine. All right.
They own a 3-star Michelin restaurant called Jamba Juice. I don't know if I'm familiar with these.
All right. Well, so, I'm thinking first off the bat, what do we smell? Pizza. Money. No, what do we smell? Money. Pizza.
I love Selene going, pizza. No, it's money. Money, Selene.
All right, they want to do some snorkeling. Let's see what's around that area. The only thing showing up on my radar is Carl's penis for some reason.
So the primary has requested all black and white, formal 3-course dinner, where his wife will be wearing her original wedding dress. And Rimba goes, aww. And it's... The meal can be up to chef, and in honor of the primary's 10-year anniversary, she would like to jump off the vessel in her wedding dress in hopes that she drowns and dies because she hates her husband that much.
She hopes to recreate the emotion she felt on her wedding day. Jumping off the boat? I mean, do you know, is that how you felt on your wedding day? Divorce the man. If that's how you feel on your wedding day, don't marry him. That's a sign. Your body is trying to tell you something. And do you know how many people go on cruises and the man throws the wife overboard? This does not bode well for you two.
Yeah, I don't feel like this is not someone who's happy in her marriage because she's jumping into the salt water with her wedding dress. She's basically saying, okay, I would like to ruin this wedding dress. This is step one in expunging my memories of that dreaded day when I ruined my life. First, I will destroy the wedding dress in this fashion.
Yeah. So then they're going to have a birthday surprise for Kyle and the crewmates. It's a syphilis test.
I know.
So it's now Fraser goes to Hugo and they're going to talk very seriously about Kyle.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So then Kyle comes for a surprise and everybody's celebrating. What's he going to do for his 28th year? And he's like, nothing. So now Damo needs a meeting with Fraser as well. Dun, dun, dun. So Fraser is saying, listen, the captain's going to find out what happened with Kyle. And if he finds out that I knew and didn't say anything, that could put my job on the line. So I don't know what to do. You should go tattle on him. And he's like, I'll do it. I'll tattle on him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Fraser's basically like, either you do it or I do it. He's basically pulling the Gina card from last year on Orange County, when Gina's like, hey, Katie, remember when I told you to say this thing on camera? Well, Heather's going to find out about it, so you better tell Heather. Otherwise, I'm going to have to tell Heather. So that's what. So Damo's like, fine, whatever, fuck. Okay, I will do this. So Damo goes up to Kyle and he's like, look, there's no other way to say this. The Helen thing, the primary, you spoke about it with too many people around. You got to go tell the captain, basically. And so Kyle's like, all right. Oh, I was just taking the piss out. I mean, I think it's evident. Couldn't you tell from all my joking, from all the times I silently said, just kidding to no one? but myself in on the inside.
Oh, all that time you were just lying and ruining somebody's reputation for fun on camera? Oh, that's much better, Kyle.
Yeah.
So he's like, well, it's going back to the cap. So the writing's on the wall, mate. He needs to know. And he's like, all right, I'll go. Why did you have to do this on my fucking birthday? So he goes, dun, dun, dun. Now, Kyle is like, so, Captain, see, now you know me. I'm a bit of a loud mouther. I kind of say things without thinking sometimes. And on the beach yesterday with the primary, we were rather close. You know, nothing did happen, but I've maybe said things that would suggest that something did happen. He's looking all shifty and still drunk. And he's like, yeah. Well, what did you say happened? Well, I may have said I slipped it in. And just the look on Carrie's face was so good. It just cuts to Carrie's like, really?
You know, I genuinely didn't, but yeah, I definitely said that. And, you know, but nothing genuinely happened. Genuinely nothing happened. I can look you in the eye and say nothing happened. He's like, so the crew now think you banged a Tartagist. Well, that's what Damo just came and approached me and said. Somehow, all these people who I said I slipped it in and Helen took her at my wiener and put it in her vagina, somehow all these people think that I actually had sex with her. I don't know what happened. I was taking the piss out. It's like, and it definitely didn't happen. Well, dead set. I'm looking you in the eyes. Nothing happened at all.
By the way, he's not really able to maintain eye contact. He's like, look at me in the eye while I tell you this. Okay, can you see? Like, why are your eyes going back and forth, bro? You're not taking an eye test. Follow the light. Follow the light. But there's no light, Kyle. All right.
So, well, you know, this boat has a reputation. A reputation where people who work in insurance and have small restaurants in the United States come on here and get shit-faced and kicked off and sent to the authorities. And we have to maintain that reputation.
Yeah. So look me in the eye. Did you do it? And he's like, well, I hope you believe me because genuinely nothing did happen. So I understand your position. He's like, all right, I'm going to have a chat with the crew now. So he's like, are you fucking kidding me? Why would you make up a story like that? My immediate reaction is you're full of shit and you're lying, and that's unacceptable. I need to investigate this further. Get out my one-eyed magnifying glass. Go into town.
Now listen, I need to make sure that you're not lying, because if this imperils our ability to bring on porn stars onto this vessel, we're going to have another thing coming.
So now cabins are being divvied up. Work goes ahead, but now Hugo, Damo, Fraser, and Rainbow are all brought to speak about Kyle separately. And it's like an interview process on a Law and Order, you know? So how's it been the last few days? Damo's like, well, still he's been great. He's really good. My highlights have been doing well. My curls feel actually just stick to Kyle. Apparently he's been saying he banged the primary.
And they all kind of cover for him, honestly. Fraser's like, you know, I heard about it last night and I don't particularly believe it, which is a lie because you 100% last night were saying he's the reason why we have a low tip. And then Rainbow's like, I kind of brushed it off as him being drunk and like, just like talking guck. And then Damo's like, well, you know, at the beach, Helen was requesting him to go underwater with her and hold her up. And he was doing that and she was just topless. But there was like always like two or three other guests around him. So I don't think it really happened. Like, you guys all know what happened. Stop saying this.
You were sure to get he was holding her topless in there. Fucking Damo. Mm-hmm. Little underminer.
Yeah.
And Rainbow, not that Kyle really deserves much more, but still, like, if that's supposed to be your bro. And then Rainbow's like, but they were very close. So I will add that. And he goes like, I mean, I didn't even give it the time of day. I thought it was a drunken chat, but I'll keep my eye on him and probably get hard because he's very sexual. So then Selene and Barbara are working on cabins, and Selene's like, what happened with Scottish? And she's like, I don't know if I believe it, but, you know, he's not stupid. So maybe he didn't do. It's pretty stupid.
I think he's pretty stupid.
Yeah, he's pretty stupid. You're judging by Love Island standards.
Yeah. And so now Kyle is sulking in his cabin, and Demo's like, it's my fault. I was talking to Fraser about it earlier. It's my fault. And Kyle's like, no, I mean, I shouldn't say shit like that. I was just taking the piss. I was taking the piss, as was evident by the fact that I kept saying it over and over again until I got caught. So then Hugo's checking in on Jess about this whole thing. And Jess is like, some people do not have that common sense. People who get away with shit, they love that feeling. Anyway, I'm going to go make out with Barbara to get Solane jealous of him.
I was going to say, you would know.
So Hugo hopes that he's professional enough not to do it, but hope he didn't. And that's not the kind of professional environment I would like to be in either. Okay, Hugo. Love Hugo's like, yeah. I'm quitting if he got it in. So then we go
Hugo
to
Hugo doesn't want to have that sort of professional environment and yet did nothing to step in once he heard any of this was happening until he was summoned by the captain.
Yeah. I mean, at the very least, say, bro, even if that's true, you need to shut up or you're going to get fired, you know?
Yeah.
Something. Yeah. So Jess and Barbara are talking about it. And now they are heading out for their date. So now they're talking about, Jess is like, did you speak with So-So? And it's like, why are we starting out the date talking about fucking Solane? Come on. Yeah.
Barbara's like, well, I know she wasn't okay because, you know, it wasn't very nice. And like, you cannot go around saying to everyone that you don't care. Like, you don't feel it. You don't do anything if you don't feel it now. Like, and then you do. And then you cannot go in people's lives and fuck up with everything. How could I believe if you just say those things? It's not nice.
Oh, I understand, because Fraser explained to me that my actions were not following what my words were saying. So I understand now that if I say something, I have to do that thing. Crazy. Crazy.
I didn't want it to be a thing. I just wanted it to be casual because I was, you know, she'd never spoken to me about her feelings. And the only time she was ever interested in me was when I was going for you, which was what I was doing. So that way she'd be interested in me. And that's what pissed me off. And then I got cut off and we laugh and we have fun and whatever. But like, something wasn't like there with her, you know? And that something is curly bangs. I love those.
I don't know. From what we saw, Jess, you finally got sex with Solane and then immediately dumped her, even though Solane was like kind of in with you at that point. So,
yeah.
Yeah. Wow. You're out assholing Solane. That's actually impressive. It's impressive to see. I've got to give her credit. So then she's like, you know, and then I spoke with Fraser and he explained what I did. And so Barbara says, okay. I have to ask you something. Why do you think you like me? What is she saying? Like, why do you think you like me?
Why do you think you're not like me, but like, it's just like to say why. Like, why do you, what? I think she's saying, why do you like me? But she's saying, why do you not like
me? Why do you like me now? And
I think she's saying, not like me, but like, why now are you, like, is this happening? And Jess is like, when the pressure came off of me and you, I was like, ah. And then Fraser said, you should like Barbara. And I said, I should. And I saw you and I was like, okay, should I like you? And then Fraser was like, yes, keep going. You're almost there. And I think I got there. I think I like you.
I saw you fixing a bicycle wheel on your Instagram wall. She's like, that's a shit answer. She goes, okay, well, let's just drink instead. So they do.
It's like a chemistry-free date. It's so bad. I think Jess looks like a loser. I'm like, ugh, I'm so glad that Barbara's above this. But then they go back in bed. They go back, and Barbara's in her bed, and Jess is like, can I cuddle with you? And Barbara's like, well, if you want to get in, you can get in. Like, first rule of lesbian. Go on one date, cuddle forever. So, sure, start.
So, can our cat come in too? Yes, we did adopt a cat on the way home. So, yes, bring her into the bed. Meanwhile, Solane is sleeping in the bunk above them. Like, hello, jeez.
Why are you not cuddling in Jess's bed? This is so obnoxious.
Yeah. So then she goes back to her room in the next morning and Rainbow's like, where do you sleep? And she goes, you slept in Barbara's bed? She goes, well, she's a good cuddler though, so I'm not going to lie about it.
I just like Rainbow's slow realization that she was trying to gain acceptance from a bunch of really obnoxious people. She's like, you know what? Never mind.
Yeah. So then Fraser finds out what's going on and he's like, oh God, you guys slept together in the cabin. Oh geez. So then Kyle and Carrie, dun, dun, dun. Kyle's like vaping in the bathroom. He's like, oh my God, how this works out. It's like, you're lucky Captain Sandy's not here.
Oh yeah. Seriously. He's like, so how's it going?
I mean, it's nicotine, not weed, but still. She'd be like, how dare you? Mary Time is on her way. Mary Time law.
You violated Mary Time's law. Well, I could be better. Everyone I've spoken to seems to think you're full of shit. That you were just talking shit.
It's like, yeah, of course I am. I'm very full of shit, yeah.
So, well, did you do it?
I definitely didn't do it. 100% dead straight. No, I did not do it, Cap. I was just taking out the piss. Taking out the piss by sticking my dick in Helen. Taking out the piss again. That was taking out the piss right away.
All right, well, with the evidence I have, I can't do anything except let you stay because boats are run on hard evidence and lawyers, all right? You had Mariska Hargitay in here. She cleared you, so you got to go. Donk, donk. I mean, you can stay. Donk, donk. I changed my mind there.
All right, now listen. I want you to stay, but put your head in. Put your head in. It's like... actually, you know what? I'm going to actually rephrase that because I'm pretty sure that's what got us into this mess.
All right. Get now, I just want you to promise that from now on, you're going to come clean. All right. God dang. That's another bad way to put it.
So I don't want you to close. I don't want you that close to guess anymore.
It's like, fair enough.
You got to draw a line.
That's good. I love to draw. I've got a pad right here.
It's a metaphor. All right. It's a metaphor.
All right, as we've learned on this here channel, from now on, close your legs to married men. Do you understand? Like, all right, Captain. So he's all excited. He's like, oh, God, I did it. I did it. I'm free. I'm free like a bird. He's like skipping out of there like, yes. He's, you know, basically psyched that he gets to stay. I can't believe he got to stay. I think he should have been fired. That's fucking crazy.
I was shocked. So basically at the end of the episode, we see Kyle sitting in the interview and the producer says, so can you tell the truth? Did it happen? And Kyle's like, was it a joke or not? Well, give Helen a call. I was like, see, you being coy about it makes me mad. Because if you were taking the piss out, you should really be like, it was a joke. It was all a joke. But him being coy is like either they didn't have sex, but he's still going to like revel in this moment where he gets this attention at the cost of Helen's potential marriage, or he did do it and then he lied and got away with it, which is also uncool. Like, he's garbage. Don't like him anymore.
And he's a tattletale with Helen. So he's kind of a piece of shit either way here. I just looked up to see if Helen has responded. I haven't seen anything yet, but I hope she does because this is bullshit. I hope
she does too.
He went on Watch What Happens last night. And of course, Andy loves this shit, you know, so he's like, oh my God, you stuck it in. He's like, I'm not going to answer that. But he was talking about how he wants to be in porn. And Fraser was like, oh yes, I told him he should have an OnlyFans. And he's like, no, you know, if I'm going to do an OnlyFans, I don't want to do it just right on the back of all of this fame. And, you know, oh, he's just doing it because it was on TV. No, I want to have an actual porn career, you know, and really get in the industry. And someone in the audience couldn't stop giggling. They're like, ew. But I guess he's like into, you know, he wants to be like an actual porn star now. And he's like,
you should talk to Bruno, you know, Bruno did it. And actually, the season one, there was a guy who was a porn star who came on to Below Deck. But Bruno went from Below Deck to porn. So, you know, Kyle, there is a path for you.
Yeah, it's a road that's been hoed. So feel free to ride down it, you know?
Well, fun times, fun episode. And thanks, everyone, for being here. And let us know if you think they did it or they didn't do it. Leave a comment on our Instagram at Watch What Crappens. And we will talk to you on the next episode. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
It's always a party on Allison Block.
Our way is the Amber Way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
It's always automatic with Ashley Otto.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Itchels.
We never miss her call. It's Diane Call.
Erin McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
I go, you go, we all go for Hugo.
Jamie. She has no less namey.
She's our kind of mess. It's Jennifer Messer.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Get a bee in your bonnet with Lacey B.
K-Sarah, Sarah, whatever will be, will Lauren Silsby.
Bringing the funk, it's Leslie Plunkett.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
We love her on the rocks, it's Melissa Cox.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
Tastier than Flanderson, it's Rachel Manderson.
She sure is swell, it's Raquel.
Yes, we canna, it's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy, it's Tippy.
And our super premium sponsors.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V. Can't lose when you're with Amy Baldwin.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
Let's go into the woods with Guy Tubbs.
It's our queen. It's Queen Laifa.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
Hail the cork master, the master of the cork, Jennifer Corcoran.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Chadley.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
Gee, it's Lisa H.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
Neat, it's Ronit Feldman.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie, it's Sarah Telefson.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Please don't stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
It's always a good time when you're wasting time with Bravo.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.
If you like Watch What Crappens, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.